Session number 21739.
Charles Hall, the real fall.
Yes, we used to do the guard duties at the courthouses where these terrorists were tried, and a couple of them were sentenced to death, and then they were kept in the prison at Nicosia, and we had to do the guards of the prison over them. They were locked in a cell, etc., and that, but we were just outside with a machine gun. And the following morning, when the executions were to be carried out, the officer who was in command of the guard had to sign for the terrorists, for their bodies, like, you know. And like I say, they were executed. But the when anybody was being executed, there was all tremendous commotions in the prison, and just outside the actual prison, people, you know, the Greeks used to go balmy because we were executing one of their family, like. But apart from that, I mean, we did have the freedom to roam Cyprus as much as we wanted. I mean, been to Famagusta, Kyrenia. Kyrenia was a beautiful place. And Paphos. But today, I mean, it's worse than Blackpool.
When you moved about Cyprus, did you feel nervous?
No, we didn't. No, we never used to feel nervous because, I mean, we used to carry our weapons with us. And when we used to go to sleep at night, we used to sleep with a 38 pistol under our pillows, lanyard round your shoulder. But all in all, the Greeks didn't really bother us in any way. It was just the Eoka people. I mean, we went up in the Troodos Mountains in search of Grievous, etc., and we had to sleep in our sleeping bags. And when it rained, it rained. And you woke up in the morning with a bag full of water. But overall, it's just part of your army service, in a way.
What did you find when you were hunting in the Troodos Mountains?
Very little. Very little, because, I mean, they had an advantage on it over us, because they knew every inch of ground and we didn't. But you know, overall, at the end of the day, it's just part of your army life.
When you had to do those guard duties on the men sentenced to death, what were your feelings about doing that job?
Wasn't it? When... Yeah, we were quite pleased with it, really. But, I mean, the actual day of the executions, the commotion was tremendous in the prison and on the immediate outside of the prison. Because a lot of the Greeks used to go down to the outside of the prison when there was execution going on. And it was, there was a tremendous amount of noise and everything, you know, commotion.
Did you feel they deserved it?
Oh yes, they deserved it. I mean, the number of people they killed, etc., and that, they certainly deserved it.
Were you present at the executions?
No. Not at the actual execution. execution. Just the guard duties at the prison itself in general sort of business. But another little incident that comes to mind was the day that Mercurius was taken to the Seychelles. One of our majors, Major Jones, had to take Mercurius to the airport, and Mercurius didn't want to get on the aircraft. So Major Jones took his pistol out and threatened to shoot him if he didn't get on the aircraft, which eventually he did do, like. So occasionally I see Major Jones's wife, because she lives in Tamworth now, and I see her occasionally.
What were your relations like with Turkish Cypriots?
The Turks were quite good, weren't they?
But say it on the tape, please.
Oh, the Turks were quite good. We never got any problems from the Turkish. Of course, during the Ochre business, we were posted to different police stations, and we used to take over from the police sergeants at the stations, and my wife and my son both came with me to Deptera police station, and I spent a little while there. And the sergeant there was a fella from Newcastle, because at that time they did recruit a number of British police sergeants from over the country and sent them to Cyprus to assist there. And this one came from Newcastle, and we got on very well. I don't think there's a lot more to say, really.
What rank did you have when you were in Cyprus?
Sergeant.
Were you with a particular company?
It's a problem. You know what regiment you were with, but you don't always remember what company you were with, like, you know. I was for a while in HQ company, because I did the officer's mess caterer for a period of time.
What were living conditions like for you and your family in Cyprus?
Like I say, they weren't very good at all, actually, because the little village we were just outside between Wainscape and Nicosia, there were two bungalows. The drum major of the battalion had got one bungalow, and my wife and I had got the other bungalow. And one evening, the terrorists threw a bomb at the drum major's bungalow. Didn't cause any injuries to anybody, but just a few scars on the veranda, that's all, in the doing. But, no, apart from that, I mean, my wife and I, we really didn't have any problems.
About how long were you in Cyprus for?
Close on 3 years.
Do you remember which years you were there?
We came out of Egypt in 54. And we were the last troops out of Egypt at that particular time. And we went over to Cyprus, and it was 57 when I came back from Cyprus.
So you were there from 54 to 57?
Yeah.
Was there any one year which was worse than others?
No, I wouldn't say it. I mean, every year was pretty well the same, really and truly. Pardon me.
How do you feel now about having served in the army all those years?
Actually, to be honest, I feel good. and I wouldn't hesitate but to do it again.
Why was it so good?
It's like I've said to a lot of people who have asked me about it, and I've always said to them, if you do as you're told, keep your nose clean, you'll get promotion and you've got no problems. It's true.